I don't think it's so much about just being a person who can motivate other people. That's what we think about as someone who inspires others. I think it's living in spirit is the most inspiring thing. I just wrote down the qualities that I try to practice in my life that make me a source of inspiration to others. And I ask every day to be able to live from this perspective. It's reminding ourselves of who we truly are. As Patanjali said, there's an authentic self and there's a false self. And the false self is the part of us that believes in all of those things that I spoke about at the very beginning of this program. I am what I have, I am what I do, I am my reputation, I am separate from everybody else, I'm separate from what's missing, and I'm separate from God. This is the false self. That the authentic self is being able to live from that God-realized state. To me, it means truth, being a practitioner of truth. And truth is what is beautiful. I mean, that's John Keats' famous line in Ode on a Grecian Urn, beauty is truth, truth is beauty. Living and practicing and being a person of truth so that when someone comes to you, they know that they're getting an authentic response from you, not what they want to hear. My daughter, Skye, who has been traveling with me for the last couple of years, who's written her own CD, You Inspire Me, and is on all of my PBS shows and so on. Well, she wasn't supposed to speak with me at this event that I was doing in California, in Pebble Beach. And something told me about 4 o'clock one morning that she has to be there. And there was nothing more in it. From there, I was speaking after that in Dallas. I was just having her fly from Florida to Dallas and then back to Florida. And this voice is something that I listened to, and the voice said, make sure that she sings in Pebble Beach. Now, it was a business meeting, so it was something that I normally wouldn't have her there, but there was 500 and some people, so I thought, well, I'll just have her come. So I went to all the trouble to get her plane tickets all reversed and everything changed around, paid the fees, all of that stuff, and just had her fly out to California to sing. And she did, and she got there, and frankly, she didn't sing very well. For the very first time, I wasn't real pleased with the way that she sang. I don't think that she treated it as importantly as I tried to tell her that you have to do it when you're going to be a public person. If you're going to go before an audience, you have to treat that audience as if they've never heard you before. You can't go there on your reputation. You have to be enthusiastic, you have to be excited, you have to be there, you have to be responsible, and you owe that to the people who've come to hear you speak or who've paid to hear you speak particularly. And you always treat your audience with great respect. And while she sang and everybody applauded and they gave, were very nice and all of that, when it was over, she said, "What did you think, Dad?" And I said, "It's the first time that I was somewhat disappointed in you." She said, "What? What do you mean?" I said, "Well, it was, I just didn't think you threw your whole heart into it." And it was, she said, "But Dad, it was 7:30 in the morning. We had to sing at 7:30. My voice isn't ready." I said, "Well, if you have to sing at 7:30 in the morning and you need 2 hours to get your voice warmed up, then you have to get up at 5. And that's what you have to do." And she kind of looked at me and she was kind of disappointed, knowing that I was a bit disappointed, but it was the truth. And I couldn't tell her something other than what I was feeling about her singing that morning. Well, she went into a funk of some kind. Not pouting, nothing like that, but she was in the room right across the hall from me in the hotel. I could hear her practicing that afternoon, and I could hear her the next day. And then we flew to Dallas, and when we got to Dallas, I went by her room. She was singing again in there, and she was practicing. We got to Dallas, and there was well over 1,000 people there. And she came out and she took that microphone and she sang like I've never, ever heard her sing before in my life. I mean, she just brought the place down. She was totally in command of it. She sang You Inspire Me, and then she sang Starry, Starry Night, which is on her CD, one of the most beautiful songs I think ever written. When it was over with, and I told her, I said, I've never seen you sing like that before. She said, Dad, you told me on the phone when you were having me come out to California, you told me that a voice had told you that I had to be there in California. She said, now I know why. She said, I know why, because I had to come there and hear you tell me what it is that you told me in order for me to get to be able to sing like I just sang today, because she knew she had never sang any better than that. I mean, they gave her a standing, thunderous ovation after she finished. Truth inspires. Truth inspires. Even if it hurts, truth is inspiring. You know what else inspires? Listening inspires. Not talking, listening. Being a person who's just willing to step back and allow somebody else's point of view to be heard by you. Listeners inspire. People who talk all the time and don't listen are people you want to be away from. Generosity inspires. Generosity of spirit, generosity of what you have, the willingness to share, the willingness to give it away. And if you're not generous when it's hard, you won't be generous when it's easy. It's not about whether it's easy or hard, it's about whether it's in your soul. You come into the world with nothing. You leave this world with nothing. The only thing you can do with your life is give it away. And when you're in the process of doing that, whatever that means to you, it's always inspiring. Peace inspires. Peaceful people inspire. People who are bellicose, angry, always arguing, are people you want to move away from. People who are quiet, peaceful, loving, are people that you want to be closer to. There are people who have energy when they walk into a room that you want to instantly move away from. It radiates out. It's someone who's going to be critical. It's someone who's going to find fault. It's someone, you can even be married to someone like this, or have people like this in your family. One of my children was like this for many, many, many years, and whenever she would enter into the room, everybody would get up and leave. She'd come in, because we knew what was coming. An argument is coming. You know, there's going to be fighting coming. And it took a while before she finally got the message that she was generating a kind of energy that people wanted to be away from her. And I used to tell her, just be at peace. Just listen. Be kind. Don't have to be right. I've often said, when you have a choice to be right or to be kind, always pick kind. And you'll be a person of inspiration. Just pick being kind, which means allowing somebody else to be right. Passion inspires. You know, you can get up there and go to, and watch somebody sing, or you can watch somebody perform, somebody give a lecture, whatever it is. And if you know they're feeling it, if you know that there is passion behind what it is that they are doing, what they're saying, how they're delivering it, if you know that, that's inspiring to you. There's nothing that is more passionate for me than being able to deliver a talk in front of an audience or being able to sit down and write. Those are my passions. And yet I take those passions to virtually everything that I do now. The more of it that I can bring to what it is that I do, the more inspiring I feel and the more inspired others feel as well. And of course, empathy for others rather than judgment toward others is inspiring. These are the secrets. This is not a list of techniques to become inspired. Live from that perspective that I've just described, and you'll see that you will be not only a source of inspiration to others, but you will feel inspired at all times in your life. I'd also like to just comment very briefly about how to commune with your source. Like, we've talked about being inspired a great deal here in this program, but how do you talk to How do you talk to God?